वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 40 चैप्टर एंटाइटल द प्रेयर्स ऑफ अक्रूर टेक्स्ट नंबर 10।
यतादृ प्रभवानद्यः पर्जन्या पूरिताः प्रभो विशन्ति सर्वतः सिन्धुम् तद्वत्त्वां गतयोन्ततः। यतादृ प्रभवानद्यः पर्जन्या पूरिताः प्रभो विशन्ति सर्वतः सिन्धुम् तद्वत्त्वां गतयोन्ततः। यतादृ प्रभवा नद्यः पर्जन्या पूरिता प्रभो विशन्ति सर्वतः सिन्धुम् तद्वत्त्वां गतयोन्ततः।
माताजीस यथा एज अद्रि फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स प्रभवाः बॉर्न नद्यः रिवर्स पर्जन्या बाय द रेन आपूरिताः फील्ड प्रभो ओ मास्टर विशन्ति एंटर सर्वतः फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स सिंधुम द ओशन तद्वत् सिमिलरली त्वाम यू गतयः दीस पाथ्स अंततः फाइनली। ट्रांसलेशन एज रिवर्स बॉर्न फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स एंड फिल्ड बाय द रेन flow from all sides into the sea, so do all these paths in the end reach you, O Master. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna Himself speaks on this issue of worship in the Bhagavad Gita 9.23 to 9.25.
अहम् मे सर्वयज्ञानां भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च न तु मामपि जानन्ति तत्वेत् नातश्चवन्तिते यान्ति देवा वृता देवान् पितृन् यान्ति पितृव्रता भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज यान्ति मद्याजिनोऽपि माम्.
Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti. But they do so in a wrong way. I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे.
Hare Krishna. These are prayers of Akrura, which are some of the most celebrated prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And interestingly, in today's prayer, Akrura is saying that just like rivers born from the mountains and filled by the rains flow from all sides into the sea, so do all the paths in the end reach you, O Master. No,
when we hear this prayer, we may think this is, this is what the impersonalists also say, eto mat tato pat. You know, all the paths ultimately lead to the Krishna. So, is Akrura praying like that? So, we have to understand this prayer in the proper context. If you see, before this, Akrura in the mood of devotion, he is very beautifully saying how, my dear Lord, devotees, Vaishnavas, they approach you, they pray to you, they take shelter of you. And some people worship you by following the Varnashram Dharma perfectly. Some people accept the renounce order and they carry out the duties of the renounce order. And they are also coming to you. And Brahma, Shiva, all of them worship you. So like this, in a mood of devotion, he is now saying that, my dear Lord, everyone is coming to you. So we have to understand the mellow, the humor or the rasa in which, you know, he is full of devotion. Like Radhavalla Prabhu, very beautifully last week in the Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning this point, that when Akrura is offering these prayers, his heart is filled with love and devotion for the Lord. And when we read these prayers in the Bhagavatam, we find these prayers sometimes boring or dry. Why we find dry? Because we don't have love, we don't have emotions for Krishna, so when we read these prayers, we want to rush through. We are not present in the prayers. So for us, it is simply some, at best, some analytical exercise for the mind. But for Akrura, when he is offering prayers, he is not thinking technically, philosophically. You know, he's not thinking of the technical, philosophical points. He is speaking from the heart. He is just pouring out his heart. And in that mood, where there is a lot of love, he is taking a very humble position and saying, my dear Lord, everybody loves you. Everybody is coming to you. So it's not that he's saying philosophically that all paths are same. He's saying out of love that everyone is coming to you, O Krishna. This is actually non-enviousness, you know. Of course, philosophically we know that as revealed in today's purport very beautifully, 9.23 to 25, Krishna has very clearly established that all the paths do not lead to the same goal. He explains avidhi purvakam. Everybody is worshipping me only, but it is avidhi purvakam. It is not properly done. And so therefore, Krishna has very clearly said what is the right path. But Akrura, because he is a devotee, is in the mood of a devotee. When he is offering prayers, he is just calling out to Krishna and glorifying Krishna and saying how everyone is coming to you. So we have to understand the proper context and the proper mood in which a devotee offers prayers. Because there are two aspects to a devotee. One is the philosophical discussion we have, and we may present technically, we may say many things. But also a devotee has a side of his personal prayers when he is offering his heart to Krishna. He has a relationship with Krishna. So when that is seen, then there is no contradiction in the scriptures. Like for example, you see Narad Muni also in the 7th canto, in intense mood of devotion, what is he saying? He is saying, my dear Lord, actually, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they are very good. They are always absorbed in your thoughts. How I wish I could be absorbed like them. So now Narad Muni doesn't know the philosophy. He knows the philosophy very well. He is our Acharya. At the same time, he is in the mood. He is saying how Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they are always thinking of Krishna. How I wish I could think. I don't have such devotion. And we know Rupa Goswami has very clearly said this is actually not pure devotional service. What Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were doing, although they were remembering Krishna, but the definition of pure devotional service given in Nectar of Devotion is Anya Bilashita Shunyam Gyana Karma Danavritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttam. So remembrance of Krishna has to be anukula, favorable. That means there has to be a motivation to please Krishna. Then that is pure devotional service. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were actually not technically doing devotional service. But Narad Muni is calling them as better. So you know, it's like the example is given, Kamsa and Yashoda, or demons and Yashoda. Mother Yashoda may sometimes appear to be displeasing Krishna. That is a rasa. Mother Yashoda that is in the mood of service. She wants to please Krishna, but Krishna could be displeased externally. And while killing demons, Krishna may be happy. So that doesn't mean demons are giving more happiness to Krishna and Mother Yashoda is not giving happiness to Krishna. So demons are practicing devotional service. We can't say like that. The attitude, the motivation, anukulena Krishna, so favorably disposed, that is pure devotional service. So therefore Mother Yashoda's service is called pure devotional service. So we know this. So when Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu are definitely not devotees, but Narad Muni is now offering prayer like that. So in that context, in that mellow, we see this prayer of Akrura, that all paths are ultimately leading to you. For that is the mood in which Akrura is saying, my dear Lord, everyone loves you, everyone is coming to you. And he also wants to take shelter of Krishna. Even Mother Kunti is offering a similar prayer in the first canto. You know, she says, only pure devotees can know you, my dear Lord. Tata paramahamsana munina mamalatmana. But how can I know you? Katam pashyema histriya. I am a less intelligent woman. I am an ordinary woman. How can I know you? Now, is Kunti an ordinary, less intelligent woman? Can we take it as a philosophical point? No. Just before this verse, she has established Krishna's position very beautifully by saying that Krishna cannot be known by anyone. Nato natya dharo yata. Like an expert actor, he dresses himself, he comes and people cannot know him. Antar bahir avasthitam. He is inside everything, outside of everything. She is giving deep philosophical points. And this lady is saying that I don't have any devotion. So that's not to be taken philosophically. In fact, we have heard how Kunti Devi was an integral part of Pandava's life, you know, in the sense decision making. She was always there with them. Some devotee scholars were telling that Pandavas teach women empowerment. Draupadi, Kunti, they're all actively involved in their life, their activity, their divisions. Whereas in Kauravas, we don't hear any of their wives' involvement. Even Gandhari is not heard. So Kunti Devi has such a prominent position to play, and she is saying, I am less intelligent, I'm a fool. So the mellows, the rasa has to be also understood when we are reading these prayers. And also you see Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in third chapter that actually there is no difference between impersonalists and personalists. That has to be understood in that context, that both are understanding that we are not the body, there is an identity other than the body. In that context, you know, we have to see from that point. Like we have to understand the big circle. So we have to be accommodating and include everyone in the big circle of spirituality. And then within that, there can be understanding of differences in the philosophical points. Like in the fifth chapter also, Krishna says very clearly, fourth verse, Sankhya Yoga Pratakbala Pravadantena Pandita. He says how those who are doing research, philosophical research and analysis, and those who are doing devotional service, they are same. And Srila Prabhupada also writes in the purport, both 5.4 and next verse, 5.5, Srila Prabhupada says, there is no difference between devotees and those who are doing this kind of research, because their aim is ultimately Vishnu. So in that context, we have to see. So that, like that, so in that mood, Akrura is saying, my dear Lord, all paths are leading to you. Like if you see Lord Chaitanya also, if you see the rasa in which he is offering prayer, Durdeva Midrisham Ya Jamina Anuraga. Srila Prabhupada translates that Shikshastakam verse in the Antelila. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Durdeva means, unfortunately I have no taste for holy name. Srila Prabhupada translates it as, unfortunately because of the offenses I have committed, I have no taste for the holy names. Lord Chaitanya is praying like this. Now we all know that no one in history has ever tasted the holy name like Lord Chaitanya has tasted. And no one in future is going to chant the holy name like Lord Chaitanya has chanted. Like when Lord Chaitanya would chant, he would go into so much ecstasy that, you know, sometimes he would run without knowing where he is going. And all the thorns and bushes, he would be jumping, falling on them, and his body would be bleeding and he would run. So devotees fearing Lord Chaitanya's safety, they would run behind him to protect him. So much, when he would chant, he would go mad. And once he ran full speed and devotees were running behind him, and he ran and fell into a dry, abandoned well. So devotees were so aghast, oh, Lord is going to hurt himself. And when they came near the well, they saw, what did they see? The well is filled with soft butter and Lord Chaitanya is floating on that butter. What miraculous, what sweet pastime Lord Chaitanya performed while tasting the holy name. Even when he appeared in this world, lunar eclipse, that was an eclipse time. Full moon day, but there was an eclipse. And everyone was chanting. That is the time when Lord Chaitanya appeared. He appeared to give everyone holy name. He himself released the holy name. And as a toddler, as a small baby, he would be crying. And the only way he would keep quiet or he would smile and he would stop crying is when the neighboring women would come gather around him and chant Hare Krishna. And once these women, once he was crying as a child, and all the women came and they were chanting, and then he started laughing, smiling. And these women became so absorbed in kirtan that Nimai, little Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, he crawled out of the crib and then he went outside. And when he went outside the house, there were some shopkeepers. He collected in his little hands, you know, sandesh, sweets, banana. And then he came inside and he distributed that to these Matajis who were doing kirtan. So thereby teaching how that if we serve the Lord by chanting His holy names, if we please Him, He becomes very pleased. That is the easiest way to please Him. And when He is happy, He will also give us sweets. The sweetest thing is the love for Supreme Lord Krishna. So Krishna Prem. So he has come to relish the holy name. He is giving holy name. And this personality is saying, Durdaivam Idrisham Ya Jamina Anuraga. Unfortunately, I have no taste for chanting of the holy name. So that doesn't mean we take this statement, you know. Lord Chaitanya says he has no taste. No. That is the mood, the mellow, the humor in which he is chanting. Also, and many scholars, believe it or not, they don't understand this mood aspect of the scriptural statement. They just go into the technical and they just debate based on the letter of the law, as they say. They don't understand the spirit. Like, you know, there is one pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya and his associates, Lord Chaitanya has fallen unconscious because of ecstasy. And there are some Patan soldiers, Muslim soldiers going by. So they think that these associates, this sannyasi has fallen unconscious and these people around him must have fed him poison or something. And they are trying to kill him. So they arrested these soldiers, these devotees. So these devotees said, no, Lord, you know, this is our Lord. And then they did kirtan, Lord came back to consciousness. And the Lord realized that these soldiers are arresting our devotees. So the Lord tells them, actually, you know, I have epilepsy. I fall like that unconscious. So it is not the devotees' fault. Leave them. So then the soldiers leave them. Leave the devotees. So there are scholars, His Holiness Jayadev Swami Maharaj was saying, there are scholars who take this statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita saying that, see, Chaitanya himself says he has epilepsy. So he was not, you know, they discredit him. In a scholarly, technical way, they prove how Lord Chaitanya is not Lord. But they don't understand the humor, they don't understand the rasa, the mellow in these verses. And therefore, it's important that we don't read prayers in the scriptures or we don't read verses just like that externally. We also enter the spirit. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that it's not simply Shravanam that matters. Shravanam has to be followed by Mananam. Mananam means actually introspection. When we read or hear some verses or we hear Bhagavatam class, we do Mananam. We think, we go deeper into those statements. And then he says, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, after Mananam, we also do Nididhyasana. Which means that is a more deeper level where we think of how this verse or prayer or statement from the scriptures applies in my life. So, that is complete Shravanam. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan gives one more aspect to the process of Shravanam. He says when this fourth element is added, then the Shravanam is complete. So first is Shravanam, the physical hearing. And then is Mananam, we do introspection. Then there is Nididhyasana. And then Baldev Vidya Bhushan says there also has to be Vandanam, which means the after Nididhyasana, when we do introspection, we understand, we get some realization, we understand something. Then we offer them to Krishna. And we pray to Krishna that I can always remember these realizations. I can always live by these realizations. So then that makes the process complete. So when that, this kind of process is followed, then these prayers make sense. Then we understand that, then all the contradictions are also resolved. Otherwise we can take statement out of context. You know, Krishna also says to Nanda Maharaj in the Govardhan pastime, he gives Karma Mimamsa philosophy. Now you cannot take that. Krishna speaks, we have to see the mood. Even Hiranyakashipu, for that matter, speaks to his sister-in-law and mother-in-law about how we are not the body, we are the soul. But I don't think in any Bhagavatam class the speaker will say that we are not the body, you know, as Hiranyakashipu says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are not the body but we are the soul. We don't quote him because the mood is not proper. So like that. So that has to be understood. And in that context also we see Srila Prabhupada also, giving his purports. Srila Prabhupada said, my purports are my devotional ecstasies. And there are statements, there are occasions when Srila Prabhupada said, my purports are even better than me. So, And if you see, Srila Prabhupada also calling sometimes someone rascal. It has to be understood in the proper context. Or some, there is one person who said, one devotee said, one Srila Prabhupada told him, no need to chant, just do service. So we can say, very good, Prabhupada said this. No, we don't know what context, in what mood, what are the situation. Of course, philosophically we have to be clear, as in today's purport very beautifully, 9.23 to 25, very clearly explained how everyone is coming to Krishna, but they are not coming in the proper way. Ajanti avidhi purvakam. So, philosophically, it's perfect. But that doesn't mean we criticize everyone. That doesn't mean we criticize the impersonalists. No, we understand that this is the proper way and we have to worship Krishna directly. And those who are not, they are also in one sense coming to Krishna. Like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, when he would hear Srila Prabhupada criticize Mayavadis, so initially he was saying, because he was a scholar from academic background, he was PhD, very intelligent, so he used to think, he used to analyze it, and he used to think, oh, Srila Prabhupada is criticizing Mayavadis. So then he used to wonder, why is he criticizing so much? So then he used to think, maybe Mayavadis is some group of people in India, you know, with, Prabhupada has some issues with them, some personal issues, and so that's why he's criticizing. But as he also, as a sadhaka, when he was doing his devotion service, he realized over a period of time that the biggest Mayavadi is within ourselves, you know. Srila Prabhupada is, you know, we can't just only take the external aspects. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, actually the Mayavadi is within us. There is an atheist within us. We don't love Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is imploring us to take our devotion service to a more deeper level also. So philosophical points are there. But at the same time, we cannot hear Srila Prabhupada's statements or purports or these verses out of context, and then we may use them as a shield, you know, to blast people with a different philosophy. Basically, we may be just, for all that we know, we may be just simply using these verses to camouflage our own arrogance or, you know, our own inadequacies in devotional service. It happens many times, you know, we take some statements and then our lower nature comes out and we may criticize people and we may also externally imitate the mood of acharyas by calling someone rascal or, you know, basically a holier than thou attitude can easily creep in because we have the best philosophy and everything is clear. So then we enter dangerous waters. So in the guise of devotees, we may be cheating ourselves. It can happen very easily. And as preachers, we may do that also. Because we have the best process. Like, you know, the Kunti Maharani is praying, beautiful prayer. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madhapuman Nevarati Abhidatum Vai Pamakinchana Gocharam. So we also have the best Janma, you know. Janmane Jayata Shudra Samskarat Bhavate Dvija. So we come to ISKCON, we get the best samskaras, you know. We are born again in ISKCON. We get initiation, we get connected to the most glorious parampara. And Aishwarya, opulences. Wherever there are pure devotees, there is Krishna, there is opulence. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Tatra Partho Dhanurdhara. So we have amazing opulences also. We get good birth once we come to Krishna consciousness. We get opulences and shruta, learning. 6 months, any devotee comes to ISKCON, within 6 months he can defeat anyone. He learns the philosophy and such clarity you will never find anywhere else. For everything there is shastric evidence, there is logic, there is examples, analogies. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Mande, Balopiya Danugrahat. Even if a child comes to Krishna consciousness and if a child gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Tare nana matagraha vyaptam siddhanta sagaram. He can swim across the ocean of siddhanta, philosophical speculations. He can swim across this and understand the essence. And this ocean is filled with graha, crocodiles and sharks. So even a small child in Krishna consciousness can pick up. So we have the best learning, best philosophy, opulences, best, you know, we get good association. And Shri, beauty also. Devotees become effulgent, happy. Prabhupada would call them bright-faced devotees. They were so dull and morose before coming to ISKCON. So, all around, you know. And all this is happening because there is Krishna and there is pure devotee. Wherever you see, And then by some inconceivable good fortune, causeless mercy, we also land up there, getting an opportunity to be an instrument in the reciprocal dealings between the pure devotee and Krishna. But we, because we get this, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, we may think, I can blast, criticize anyone in the name of being loyal to the philosophy. And then we may actually alienate, not only alienate them from Krishna, we may be ourselves digging our own grave also. We may not realize we are entering a negative energy field, you know. It's very much possible. So this happens. And we see that pure devotees, they want to glorify Krishna. So they are always glorifying Krishna. Krishna wants to glorify his pure devotees. So in this service of pure devotees to Krishna and Krishna's service to his pure devotees, there are many souls like us who are wandering about, and we get a chance. So to the extent we are an instrument, to the extent we are having this mood, we are there and we are getting all this and we are relishing Krishna consciousness. But when we, as they say, because of this Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, when we get intoxicated, Nevarati Abhidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam, we are not able to call out to Krishna with feeling. And Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport that simply chanting is not sufficient. There has to be quality in that utterance also. So we may be having the best association, but there may be no quality in our chanting because we may be taking things for granted. It's very much possible. So therefore, we should not take them out of context, scriptural statement. Or even Srila Kaviraj Goswami also, you will find him sometimes using strong words. Or Vrindavan Das Thakur wanting to kick someone who doesn't accept Lord Nityananda. So you may say, how can he say this? Or Srila Prabhupada saying, Actually, these criticisms are overflow of love. Actually, there is so much love in the heart that it's coming out, that compassion is coming out as what we perceive as criticism. It's love, actually. So, there is one conversation of Srila Prabhupada in 1976, June. This is in New Vrindavan. And there, devotees are taking the role of scientists, and Srila Prabhupada and devotees are having debate. So, in the whole exchange, Srila Prabhupada is calling them, rascal, you think like this? Rascal? So they are also arguing back. So one devotee was smart, So his argument was, why do you always call us rascal? So then Srila Prabhupada said, and spontaneously Srila Prabhupada is saying, because I love you. And I know that you are going to hell. So you have to practice Krishna consciousness. You understand, you rascal? Again Prabhupada called you. So that is love, that is compassion. We can't take this and we can't imitate it also. And if you see, Srila Prabhupada, this mood was, he was so much in love with Krishna. Like Akrura, Akrura is in complete ecstasy when he's offering these prayers. Srila Prabhupada in ecstasy, what prayers he offered? He offered a prayer which was written in his diary, which was discovered by his disciples years later. Prabhupada had not written this poem to get it published somewhere. In that poem, he writes his intimate, he reveals his intimate relationship with Krishna. Like he writes, that, how I want to wander in the pasturing fields with you, Krishna. Tomara milane bhai, abhara se sukha pai, gocharane ghuri dina bora, kata banne chutta chutti, banne khaye luta putti, sei dina kabe habe mora. So in this prayer, Prabhupada is saying, oh Krishna, when will that day come, when I'll once again be united with you? And we will herd the cows together in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan, and katta banne chutta chutti banne kaya luta luta, and where I will wrestle with you and snatch food from your hands, and we will play and frolic in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan. Sei dina kabe habe mor, when will that day be mine? So that is the level of his consciousness. That is the prayer he is writing in his private moments. What do we do in our private moments? Only Krishna knows. So it's interesting, Srila Prabhupada is revealing his deep connection with Krishna. And if such a person calls us rascal, it's our fortune. It's our good fortune, We have been blessed by him. So, and we can't imitate that. Because he is in the mood of Akrura, he is in love with Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada went to one Latin American country, a God-forsaken place, and he saw Krishna consciousness flourishing there, and he saw in the temple Gauranitya deities, he comes, this is there, you can hear this lecture, it's there in the Vedabase. Prabhupada comes and he sees the deities, it's an arrival address, and he starts saying, Parama Karuna, Pahu Duijana, Nitai Gaurachandra, oh, Gaur Nitai are so merciful. He glorifies them, and in 3 minutes, his voice choked. He can't speak anymore, and he starts crying. So much intense devotion and love he has for Gaur Nitai. It's not that only seeing the deities is love developed. No, he was always in love with Krishna. Satswarup Maharaj writes a beautiful purport to this pastime. He says, Akrura was always in love with Krishna, and he was always remembering Krishna, but when he saw the footprints of Krishna as he entered Vrindavan, he went into ecstasy and he started crying. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was always remembering Gaur Nitai. He was always remembering Krishna. But when he saw the manifestation of their mercy in the form of deities in such a God-forsaken place, then like Akrura, you know, became ecstatic when he entered Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada would become ecstatic. So overwhelmed with emotions. So in one sense, Srila Prabhupada is like Akrura. Akrura of course took Krishna out of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada also took Krishna out of Vrindavan. But he took Krishna out of Vrindavan. Akrura took Krishna out of Vrindavan to Mathura. Srila Prabhupada took Krishna out of Vrindavan to New Vrindavan. To England, America, everywhere. And of course he also brought all devotees back to Vrindavan where Krishna is eternally residing. So such a devotee, he may give philosophically strong points at certain places. That is to give clarity. That doesn't mean we take that and then we use it as a platform to unleash our lower nature, you know. We have to present Krishna consciousness in such a way that, you know, we can accommodate and connect to people at all levels, and whatever is favorable for devotional service, we do that. And that's when Maya gets us, you know, when we have the best philosophy, when we have everything, Maya fools us by convincing us that we can avoid the responsibility of doing some deep inner hard work of increasing our attachment to Krishna, connecting deeply to Krishna by simply busying ourselves with some philosophical speculation or research and then strong arguments, smashing others. That's not really going to serve the purpose. Preaching is actually happens at the level of compassion. So therefore, we have to be careful of this kind of approach. Just because I have the best process, I'm in the best movement which Srila Prabhupada has given, doesn't mean I am best. Sridhar Maharaj would tell us that just because your guru is special, don't think you are special. So it can very easily happen that I am a preacher, but we have to honestly ask ourselves when we are presenting strongly, is my goal really to debate with this person, or is my goal to give him Krishna? So depending on, once that is clear, then whatever is best we need to do. Sometimes we have to push, sometimes we may have to criticize, sometimes we may have to love. Of course, the principle Srila Prabhupada gave us while presenting Krishna consciousness, he said, courage of a British soldier and heart of a Bengali mother. This is what Prabhupada said. Because Prabhupada is from the colonial rule, na? That time British soldiers were considered very heroic and chivalrous. So that was a saying. You should have the courage of a British soldier or an Indian soldier, let us put it like that. Modern context. Courage of an Indian soldier and heart of a Bengali mother. Means mother's heart is very soft. So while preaching, a devotee is very soft hearted and is very soft hearted and is compassionate like a mother. At the same time, he has the courage to present the philosophy correctly. That's why Srila Prabhupada, if you see how loving he was, even to Ramamurthy Mishra, who was a hardcore impersonalist. He was a doctor, he had written books on Advaita. Srila Prabhupada would cook khichdi for him, and he brought him back to good health. And then they would go in the car, they would debate very heavily in Hindi, and Ramamurthy Mishra's American disciples would be watching their fight, and they would get bewildered. And after the debate, then they would again laugh and talk nicely. So debate is actually between, you know, such people who have affection, who have love. Even Srila Prabhupada met Radha Krishna, who was a Mayavadi, and Prabhupada would read from his Bhagavad Gita also. Of course, we have to be careful when associating with Mayavadis. We have to know that the approach has to be of giving Krishna. If you see even Madhva Sannyasis, they are hardcore opposite of Shankara philosophy. Their philosophy is completely different. But they meet each other, they are very gracious. And when there is a philosophical debate, they debate. But then they'll sit together, take prasad, and they are there in many of the forums, they are together addressing people. They harmonize the differences. So like that, we have to see the essence. We have to see the good things also. There is one conversation I was hearing recently. Srila Prabhupada is talking to one British lord. This is in London. Shyam Sundar Prabhu had got this lord. That whole conversation for 2 hours, Srila Prabhupada is not talking philosophy. He is only being nice with him. And, you know, he is a 90-year-old man. And he is saying, you know, I grew up in Calcutta when I was a small boy. Srila Prabhupada says, "Acha, which part of Calcutta?" For a long time they are talking about Calcutta only. And then finally, during the end of the conversation, Srila Prabhupada says, "You are such a big British lord, you know, you are in the parliament, and you are so knowledgeable," because this man knew many things. So when Prabhupada glorified him, immediately he said, no, your holiness, I am an ordinary man. I am an ordinary man, I know little bit, and you know, it's not something great. I have so much to learn." And Srila Prabhupada says, "Oh, this is very good. This is humility, trinadapi sunichena." Prabhupada is appreciating him for practicing trinadapi sunichena. So like this, they have a very cordial, then Prabhupada insists, he tells Shyam Sundar, "Get garland, get mahaprasad." So they have a very nice conversation, and then there is little philosophy also. Because not everybody is at the same level, you know, not everybody can accept. So Prabhupada would be kind. So that kindness cannot be forgotten in the name of philosophical battering. That's why, you know, Satsarup Maharaj, he was also a very voracious reader before coming to ISKCON. He had read many books. So he says when he was new, he was thinking that Prabhupada would criticize, because he had read, I think, Nietzsche and some philosophers. So he prevented to Srila Prabhupada very with a lot of fear that if Prabhupada dismisses these people, then, you know, my faith will go up, because he was attached to those people. So he said, "Srila Prabhupada, I am reading this book. This person, is he God conscious?" Now, our answer would be obviously no. But Srila Prabhupada said, "His sincerity is his God consciousness. He is sincere. So this person is sincere, so he is in his own way trying to come to Krishna." So that's what Akrura is saying in that mood. Yes, everybody is coming to you, Krishna. So like that, we have to understand in that context. And we have seen examples even now of people, you know, who present Krishna consciousness in a way that, you know, like in 2 weeks ago, Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving this principle in that question answers with Gaurari Prabhu, that the principle we have to follow is, we have to know that people are at different levels. We have to help them somehow connect to Krishna at whatever level they are in, rather than hammer down what we have. And I saw this actually example just 2 days back. I was in Nasik, and I was introduced to one very amazing person who became a devotee because of this kind of approach. This is one Das Gupta, Bengali man. And believe it or not, he was a hardcore atheist and a Naxalite. Means no way he could become a devotee. And he is an old man, 67 or almost 68 years old. And when Shishashtakam Prabhu told me his story, and also the other devotees, everyone confirmed, this man was so arrogant, and he himself is saying, "I was arrogant." He went and criticized Prabhupada on his face, because he was part of this Naxalite group. Their agenda was to destroy this Vedic culture and these religious groups. So he was part of a subcommittee or a subgroup which would go to these religious leaders, and in a public forum he would challenge them. They would challenge and they would criticize them and come. That was their rasa they would get. So this man went and told Srila Prabhupada that some very nasty things, you know, which I should not repeat. But essence was, he criticized him. So Srila Prabhupada told him, "So if you don't like what I am doing, then you please leave." So then he got more angry. He said, "You are arrogant also." Like that, he criticized Prabhupada a lot. So very, and then, you know, how time passed, and you know, as time passes, as you become older, life changes, things change. And then eventually, now he's 65, 66 years old. So he was settled in Nasik. And his wife, somebody told her about JOSD course in the temple. So he started coming for ISKCON JOSD course. So he would drop her to the temple. And this man, not only was an atheist and hardcore Naxalite, he was also interested in guitar playing. And he used to sing in all Bollywood for Bollywood singers like Kishore Kumar and, you know, Manna Day, R.D. Burman, S.D. Burman, into music, passion, atheism. And here his wife comes for JOSD course and tells him, you know, "You should come inside, come and hear." He would not hear, he would just drop her. And then slowly she started coming regularly. So he had to drop her, he would drop her in the morning for chanting also. One day she came a little late, so Shringar Darshan opened. You know, that Darshan opened. So he parked his, and she said, come inside, darshan is opening. Just, so he just came. And he saw Govindam, and he was like, wow. And he heard guitar, there is guitar sound in that. But it's a good guitar. And then he asked one devotee, guitar kaun bajaya hai? Well, George Harrison. So when he heard George Harrison, he became all the more excited. And he thought, wow, this is amazing. But of course, he is an atheist. He wouldn't believe anything. So then his wife insisted that he should meet our preacher, Shikshastakam Prabhu. So he met. And he said, and it's typical, he has his habit of whoever spiritual person he would see, he would only give them gali. First, by default, you are useless. You are a parasite. So first thing he tells Shikshastakam Prabhu, you are a cult. ISKCON is a cult. And you guys have joined this institution, and this institution, you are making a big racket out of this, blah, 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 blah. And you know, Shikshastakam Prabhu, how he is very cool, you just... So, and then after he finished the whole thing, and this man said, so, their institution is all this, and you joined this institute, you have wasted your life, and... So, Shikshastakam Prabhu very coolly is saying, I didn't join an institution. I joined a person. I love him. That's all he said. So this man had never heard love in a spiritual... You know, he had never understood that there could be a concept called love. For Prabhupada, for spiritual master. So he said, love? Love for whom? What do you love? So he said, I love Radhana Swami. And then he gave Journey Home. So he read Journey Home. And his heart kind of softened. Because there, you know what? If you read Journey Home, you'll see all spiritual paths have been appreciated, kind of, bona fide. And then Prabhupada has been presented at a very high level, above all of them. So then, a person actually develops appreciation for Srila Prabhupada. So he developed appreciation, but then still he didn't want to lose his stance of arrogance. So he comes again to Shikshastakam Prabhu and he said, I don't believe in these deities, all this idol worship. So Shikshastakam Prabhu said, yeah, who's telling you to believe in deities? Don't believe. Belief cannot be forced, so don't believe. So he was very amazed that there was no pressure from, you know, but whenever you discuss philosophy, Prabhuji would give philosophy. Another devotee also would give philosophy. So eventually, by coming to temple, just getting love, and his wife would give him nice prasad at home. She was already becoming devotee. So his heart melted. And believe it or not, today he's a 16 rounder devotee. And he's only lamenting. He's saying, I criticize Prabhupada, I'm so sinful. And you know, so many sincere devotees. I gave gali to so many people, and now I'm old man. At least, I don't know who all I should go and apologize. And then, you know, there was this seminar, Mantan seminar, where Shikshastakam Prabhu had shown one small video clipping. As a part of the presentation, there was a video clipping where some dog was shown doing something. So suddenly, this man got so ecstatic, you know, is Das Gupta. He took the mic and he said, I want to announce that I was like this dog. He's so honest, he criticizes himself also. He said, I was worse than this dog. I was a mad dog. I barked at all genuine people. I bit so many genuine sadhus. But now, by the mercy of devotees, Prabhupada, Radhana Swami, and all of you, at least in my old age, you know, I'm improving, I'm learning what is reality. So please forgive me. And he became emotional. So it was an amazing experience meeting him and hearing about him from devotees. So I was realizing how, you know, by default, we can criticize everyone if you want. Everyone, basically in Kali Yuga, everyone is atheist. Everyone, nobody has love for Krishna. So no point beating them. They're already beaten. Let us just be nice and let us prevent the philosophy the way we can attract people, you know. And this is the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also presented. If you see the whole conversation of Sarvam Bhattacharya, throughout his conversion of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was always nice. He is telling Sarvam Bhattacharya, I am a Balak Sannyasi, I am upstart Sannyasi, I don't know what I am doing. Please forgive me. Please keep me under you. That doesn't mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compromised on the philosophy. While discussing with him, Mahaprabhu tells him that though we don't accept deities, they deserve to be punished by Yamraj. You know, Sri Vigraha Yena Mane Seito Pashandi Adrashya Asparshya Hoye Yama Dandi. They deserve to be punished by Yamraj. And then he says, Vedana Mane Bauddha Hoye To Nastik Vedashraya Nastikvad Bauddhase Adik. Though we don't accept Vedas are Bauddhas, and those who accept Vedas, indirectly Mahaprabhu is saying people like you, those who accept Vedas but don't accept the Lord, they are worse than the Bauddhas. So very heavy, and he says your presentation is illusion, it's clouding. But on a personal level, extremely nice. And he says, and when Gopinath Acharya comes and tells Lord Chaitanya that he's criticizing you, he doesn't accept your sannyasi, he thinks you will fall down, you're too young and attractive, and he wants to elevate your sannyas. Gopinath Acharya is so angry with Sarvam Bhattacharya, he fights with Sarvam Bhattacharya, but Lord Chaitanya tells Gopinath Acharya, don't scold him. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe aiche mat kaha, आमा प्रति भट्टाचार्य ओए अनुग्रह, दिस इज हिज कंपैशन, दिस इज हिज काइंडनेस दैट इज क्रिटिसाइजिंग मी. महाप्रभु सेइंग लाइक दैट. देन ही सेज अमारा सन्यासा धर्मा चाये ना राखी ते वात्सल्य करुणा करेन की दोष आते. ही एक्चुअली हैज वात्सल्य प्रीति फॉर मी. महाप्रभु इज टेलिंग गोपीनाथ आचार्य दैट ओ डोंट टेक हिज क्रिटिसिज्म सो सीरियसली, ही लव्स मी, ही हैज वात्सल्य प्रीति, ही वॉन्ट्स टू प्रोटेक्ट माई सन्यास. सेम थिंग विथ केशव कश्मीरी, वी ऑल हियर केशव कश्मीरी पास्ट टाइम. महाप्रभु द होल पास्ट टाइम आज निमाय पंडित ही फर्स्ट ग्लोरीफाइज केशव कश्मीरी एंड आफ्टर ही पॉइंट्स आउट द मिस्टेक, सैंडविच फॉर्मुला, यू नो, फर्स्ट एप्रिसिएशन देन फीडबैक देन अगेन एप्रिसिएशन. In the end, when all his students are laughing at Keshav Kashmiri, Lord Chaitanya tells them to stop. And after that, he tells Keshav Kashmiri, please, whatever I told you, please don't take it seriously. Because, you know, I'm not even qualified to be your student. I just blabbered something. Please go home and take some rest. And tomorrow we will all hear Krishna Katha from you. Please give us instructions. That's how he ends the whole conversation, keeping his honor intact. And then he tells him, तुम्ही बड़ा पंडित महाकवि शिरोमणि, यू आर बड़ा पंडित, यू आर ग्रेट, यू आर नॉट ओनली ग्रेट पंडित, यू आर महाकवि, नॉट ऑर्डिनरी कवि, यू आर महाकवि एंड महाकवि शिरोमणि, यू आर द बेस्ट अमंग्स महाकविस. तुम्ही बड़ा पंडित महाकवि शिरोमणि, यान्र मुके बाई राया ऐच्छे काव्यवाणी एंड वॉट नेक्टर, ओ यू ग्लोरिफाइड मदर गंगा एंड डोंट टेक माई क्रिटिसिज्म सीरियसली बिकॉज this is Lord Chaitanya telling Keshav Kashmiri after humbling him that it is no big deal to criticize, you know. If you want to find faults, you can find faults in Bhava Bhuti, Jayadev Goswami, and Kalidas. In everybody's work, you can find fault. It's no great thing to find fault. But you are so nice. Tomara kavita ena ganga jal dhar, toma sama kavi kota nahi dekhi yaar. Your kavita is like Ganga Jaladhar and I have not seen or heard a poet like you. So he glorifies him very nicely, appreciates him. So like this, and you will see that as devotees and we are presenting Krishna consciousness also, we can be following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees of filling our heart with Krishna, connecting to Krishna deeply through our sadhana and practically doing devotional service to the Guru's mission. And then we can, when we are filled with Krishna, then our preaching will also be effective. You know, then we can actually present Krishna consciousness nicely. Otherwise, that vacuum in the heart, you know, it cannot be filled by the hole in the heart will be filled. It can be filled only by the complete hole, Krishna. And then when we preach, we are effective. And then we can present Krishna conscious philosophy also very effectively. Therefore, to conclude, it's important that we feel loved in Krishna consciousness, we feel connected to Krishna through our service, through our sadhana. And then, not only all these contradictions will get resolved, but also we'll be effective while presenting Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhu.